Well, welcome back. Hunter Logan and Mike, Season 8, Episode 6. Well, I told you in Episode 3, I believe it was, about the songwriter Shaq becoming the Christian Country Cafe. Now, I was going to try to start it in the fall, like about the end of September. But it's still hurricane season, and I have a show to do October 5th. Also, I'm releasing my single, and I hope by that time I'm working on the video for it, or shortly after. And then you don't know exactly what the weather is going to do. So what I have decided to do is start it in the spring. So probably in March, we're going to start the Christian Country Cafe series here in Jennings. And we'll do it outside at the venue I was talking about. Now, my plans are to get with the city and see if I can get them behind it. I want to get with the Hampton Inn again. We used to have a trade with them where they give us a room. And I want to get with them and see if we can get that back. COVID knocked that out. But we're past COVID. So I want to get a room for the artists. When they come into town, I want to be able to put them up at the Hampton Inn and Suites like we used to do. Hopefully I can get that back in place. That way they'll have a place to stay when they come. And hopefully I can get the city behind this. Maybe get tourism behind it as well. And whoever I bring in, we'll have some funding for them. I would love to be able to pay the artists to do this. And if we can't get the funding for it, I pray the radio station is doing well enough. Now, I know this is a big reach because we're struggling. At the time I'm doing this, we're not making overhead. We're barely getting by. We're juggling a lot of plates to do it. But I'm praying by then, if we can't get the city to get behind it or tourism to get behind it with some funding, that we have enough here at the radio station to pay the artists for their time, or at least I'm doing enough gigs and I'll put that money aside and I'll pay them out of my pocket, out of whatever I make playing. If anything, I'll put that up for that. The Christian Country Cafe is going to be a cool thing. I'm telling you. I want to spill the format to you, but I'm not going to do it because somebody will do it before I get to do it. And the reason I know this is because every time I have said what I'm getting ready to do, somebody has done it. And you can rest assured that as soon as I do it, somebody else will be doing it. It's happened for the last 12 years that I've been doing this thing. So I'm not going to say what it's going to be like, but I can tell you this. It will be for select artists. Select artists are going to be the ones who get to participate. I'm really going to concentrate on our select artists, because our select artists are the ones who have not been afraid to support HLE Radio and have continually supported HLE Radio. And they've done that without expecting to be played, without expecting to have a number one on the request chart, without making sure they're being played on the morning show. They support it every month because they believe in what we do. And they know that we are one of the best ways to get their music out to the world in their ministry. And for the small amount that we do it, I mean, you're on our website, which gets a lot of traffic. When they click on it, it goes to your page, wherever you want it to go. But for 24 hours a day, 365 days a year, your music is reaching 194 countries. One country shy of reaching the whole world. One country shy of the whole world hearing your music. Where can you get that for $30 a month? And when you do it by PayPal, HLE Radio doesn't even get the full 30. It's $28.91. Because PayPal takes theirs. So God bless the artists who send it in. by check. I love that. I love the ones who send in by PayPal too. Don't get me wrong. So we're going to concentrate more on those artists when we have platforms to promote. Those artists are going to receive the first of it. See, we've done so much. Looking back over what we've done as a radio station, we were the first to play a lot of artists, a lot of artists. And those artists have since forgot about us. And the only time they remember us is when we have an event or when they got something new and they want it played. They have no problem reaching out saying, I got a new song here, play it. Haven't heard from them in 2 years, 3 years. But I got new music, play it. Yeah, okay. Currently, I have over 4,000 songs in the system to play that rotate. My little 2-hour morning show, I try to play what's in the countdown and filter in some others. So that's pretty much, you're going to hear the same stuff. But during the day, you're going to hear a lot of different stuff. And we're always adding new music. Truth of the matter is, I only need 1,500 songs to have a great playlist. I could eliminate quite a bit and still accomplish what God has called us to do. I could eliminate plenty and still accomplish what God called me to do. He called me to reach the lost through Christian country music. There are plenty of songs out there. There are plenty of other artists out there besides the ones who just want something. See, I learned something after my wife got sick. I learned something this last year in 8 months, getting ready to go on 2 years. If I don't have anything going on, artists ain't coming. When I had all the events and I was having everything going on, they were here. I don't care if you don't like what I'm saying or you think it's the truth. Go ahead and prove me wrong. You can't. I can count on one hand who's been here. And when artists pass right by you, they don't have the time to stop by anymore. When they used to, go out their way to stop in. And they don't even do that anymore. That tells you something. Well, boy, when we were putting it out, though, when we were giving and giving and giving, yeah, you taking and taking and taking. Well, there ain't no more to give. Well, see ya. And that's literally what it's been. So when is my next big event? Spring. But we're going to start having them. We're going to start having some big events again. We're getting ready to start doing like we used to. But we're going to do things a little bit different this go round. It's going to be just a bit different. But we're not going to get away from the ministry. We can't. Because it's what we're called to do. We're called to reach the lost through Christian country music. Not called to build a genre. Not called to fix a genre. Not called to make a genre. Not called to be the biggest thing in a genre. None of that. None of that matters to me. Absolutely none of it. The only thing that matters to me is reaching the lost and telling people about Jesus, period. Let the heathen rage and the redeemed of the Lord say so. I believe I'm going to get a t-shirt made. I already used it in a song. It's two different Bible verses, by the way. But I like it. I like putting it together. Let the heathen rage and the redeemed of the Lord say so. Folks, if you're not telling people about Jesus, we're going to be held accountable. Especially if you're born again. If you are a follower of Christ and you are not telling people about Christ, it's not good. It's not going to be good for you. You got to make sure and share the good news. I know this is a real sharp one. It just bees that way sometimes. Hey, but I still love you. Pray for me. I'm going to pray for you. Go to thehunterlogan.com. Check out my merch page. Get you some music. Get you some gear. Whatever. Hey, if you got any questions or comments, send them to me. Hunter@hleradio.com. I'd love to hear from you. I really would. Until the next time, be safe. And I'll see you on the radio or the podcast.